My name is Kayla Morales. I'm 21 years old. Today is August 13th, 2017, and I am speaking with Paige and Matt. We are recording this interview in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So my first question is, you attend Music Fest every year?
Yes.
Every year?
Just about. So probably the last like 5 years I've been
here. I've attended it pretty much every year since like high school.
Okay.
So probably at this point, I'm pretty old. So 16, 17 years every year.
Okay.
And when I was little, I'm sure I came too with my mom.
Oh, are you from Bethlehem?
I'm from Allentown.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Emmaus.
Okay, Emmaus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we live in Bethlehem now.
Yeah.
So it's cool now because we can just walk or bike down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so you're like right in the center of town.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
right
much.
Right in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. what types of music fest activities or events do you like most?
Oh, to narrow it down, probably between eating and dancing.
Yeah.
And music.
And music.
So the three things.
Yeah, we like to dance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If there's something good playing that you know we can dance to, we like to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Come for the food as well.
Yeah.
Don't drink every night, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it depends on the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually we come for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not raining, and yeah, it's just an event. So when it's happening, we like to be part of it.
And people watching.
People watching too.
Yeah. Not in a creepy kind of way.
No, just, you know,
like
just first, what do they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never know who you're going to see.
So. Yeah. Do you believe Music Fest is successful in bringing the Bethlehem community together?
I think definitely, because there's just so many people who come down. It's like the big Bethlehem thing, and even from outside of Bethlehem, people travel to come check it out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll always hear people that say, like, oh, Music Fest, like, I don't like it, this and that. But I think overall there's more people that like it than don't like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found, especially since moving to Bethlehem.
Yeah.
There are people that will say, like, oh, I can't stand it
but
or whatever.
Very
but
it's very rare that you find someone who does not go at least once to check
mm-hmm.
it out.
And there's, I think more people in the area go than don't go.
Yeah.
So I think it is good for bringing the community together.
In your opinion, what does Music Fest bring to Bethlehem?
I guess just some culture, some arts and crafts that people can see local artists and local artists have a place to display their work where they know they'll get a lot of visibility and people can see it. And same with music artists, you know, they're able to showcase their music, have a gig, play for people, and open up new opportunities, and people can see new things.
Yeah, and they put up signs this year that show, like, it brings a certain amount of money into the community, so I guess it does that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just getting people out and to see these bands play for free is really nice. The bands are still paid, but people still... you know, I think the money comes in from the beer sales and the
food
sales and everything else. But yeah, it's definitely good for the community. Don't hear a lot of bad things, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What word would you choose out of this describe Music Fest?
We've been debating that one.
We knew about this question,
so.
You want to go first? You can go with delicious. I'm going to go with good.
Good and
yeah.
Delicious.
Yep.
Delicious.
Those two together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should good come first and delicious or delicious?
I think good.
Good and delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yep.
Okay. because of the food and it's good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
what are your fondest memories of the festival?
Probably just dancing in the polka tent.
Yeah.
I know I've been on many Snapchats and videos through the years, so.
Yeah, and yeah, I'd say dancing with her has been fun.
Yeah.
And like when I first started coming every year, there was like, you know, I was into like punk and ska and stuff in high school, and there was this local punk ska band called Royal Noise Brigade that would play. And so when I was in high school, like they had some really good sets on Main Street, and one time it got kind of crazy and a police horse came into the crowd, like real close to it, so that's another fond memory of seeing that band, and it's pretty intense, so, but also being with you.
Aw, that is very sweet.
I paid him to say that.
Oh, you
know. No, I'm just kidding.
Is there anything that you like most about the festival? I mean, I know food is one.
I think just the diversity of things that
yeah.
come, diversity of music. You know, it's not just one genre. There's new music, there's old music, like the one band we saw,
the Scottalites. They played with
Bob Marley. So just such a mix, and it brings such a mix of people as well. It caters to younger generations, but it also brings in those older generations because there's such a broad, you know, there's so many different activities you can do from children up to, you know, adults.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first attended Music Fest?
I probably was like 17.
I don't think I was even one yet, because my mom just told us a story about how she brought, I was born in January, so I was probably like 8 months old.
Yeah.
And she told a story about how she came with my aunt and her kids, and how, like, I obviously was a baby, so I didn't know. And I was kind of crying, I guess, and she was, like, annoyed. So I think I was less than one. I don't remember that, but...
Well, that'd be weird if you did.
Yeah.
And how has it changed over the years?
When they split it between North and South Side, that was a pretty big change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go over to the South Side as much. We don't usually go to the paid concerts because...
We
prefer like the bands that play on the smaller
mm-hmm.
stages to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a band that we'd want to see, we would
we'd
have
go.
No trouble buying
yeah.
tickets, but they just don't usually get bands that we want to see.
Yeah.
Because we're not into like country music or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that definitely changed it a little. I'm glad that they kept it on the north side for the most part
mm-hmm.
And kept the stages over here. But I do miss, you know, like the stage that was over by the library. That was a cool spot because they moved that over to the south side.
Yeah.
And it's definitely always been crowded, but it may have been getting more crowded lately, or I just may not be remembering the early years
yeah.
as well. So.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yes.
Okay.
What makes it so special and unique?
Well, I think just being in like the town you live in, there's something really like nice about it, like feels like home kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't have to travel far. But also just, you know, they incorporate a lot of about Bethlehem and wanting to keep Bethlehem, like the history of Bethlehem, a part of it. And you know, things like this, just having old historical things, maintaining historical buildings, but incorporating that, I think is
pretty
unique.
And I guess you kind of answered my next question, which is, do you feel that Music Fest is successful in sharing and preserving Bethlehem's culture, customs, and history?
I guess it would be yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they keep doing it
yeah.
year after year and don't ever seem to have any threats of closing or
mm-hmm.
having everything paid to get in, you know, they're keeping it the same. It's when they split it between North and South was like the biggest change I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they kind of keep it North and South, have different venues on both sides, then I see them. Actually, the fact that it's on the South Side, the steel stacks are over there, and those are definitely a part of Bethlehem's history.
Yeah.
So that's cool that, you know, people that come from outside can go and see that, and they
added,
like... I guess
we take that for granted because it's right there for us.
Yeah,
but.
And they have that walkway up there that you
mm-hmm.
can go and check it out, and you know, there's things on North Side and South Side that are both part of Bethlehem's history, so
yeah.
It's definitely cool.
Yeah. And my last question is, do you have any opinions or thoughts that you want to mention that you didn't get a chance to about Music Fest?
This should have more tacos. Last year there were more taco options.
Yeah.
I know you don't have any control over
that.
Take a
taco
is the one that they have
good.
Every year.
Yeah,
but last year there was one down by Volksplatz that was good.
Yeah.
And Cactus Blue, do you know that place?
No.
Okay, it's a restaurant on Shanersville Road,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, but they had a stand
yeah.
like a couple of years ago, and that was quite good too.
And they don't
so,
have it anymore.
No, they don't. I don't know why. They just decided not to come. So.
But keeping those local little mom and pop stands.
And my taste in music too, would I'd prefer on that paid stage if they had more variety. I don't know.
What are you looking for? Like more rock or?
I mean, alternative rock, punk, stuff like that. Like it just seems like they really cater to country.
Which, I mean, I guess they're gonna cater to it.
Because all those shows sell out.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do? You know, I gotta travel to see stuff like that, and that's okay. Because this is all free, and it's the biggest.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the biggest free
music
festival in the United
States.
Not gated. Oh, is that the stipulation?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No. Cool.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's.
What you would say about it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a band that we wanted to see paid, we would pay. But they just don't get bands like that. So.
Yeah, but
I mean, they had Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They had Santana.
True. Which
but
is
I
like
guess
the classic.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
If you have, you know, a band that you would like, you probably be the only one that would pay to go see it.
Maybe. Definitely wouldn't sell out the bands that I like.
Oh, is it just.
The type of bands that would play, too.
They're not that big.
Yeah.
They're either not that big or they're too big.
Oh, okay.
Like
there's
a
no
Red Hot Chili Peppers shirt on, like they would never play Music Fest, except for maybe in like 20 years when they're really old or something. I like Steely Dan. They played here a couple years ago.
Yeah. Didn't Allison Chains play here?
I mean, Allison Chains played, but the singer was
right.
Dead, so.
But that's so cool. I saw them then.
Yeah. So sometimes they do get good stuff, but that's the question was particular opinion. That was my particular opinion. So. But I will say this year, they've gotten a few more bands that I was like, I actually wanted to come
and
see.
Yeah, we made a point to come down and see.
Like three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the Wildlings band, the Scottalites, and I saw
Freak
the Pie
Bass.
Tasters last night.
And
Freak
Bass. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that punk, funk.
Yeah, and he was dressed like the Riddler, which is really weird, but cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you have any things you want to say, or you were good? Well, he said it for you.
Yeah, pretty much. The words right out of my mouth.
What do you think?
With
I
the
mean,
tacos.
Yeah, every other year I've always wanted, like, the. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, as far as, like, art vendors, I would maybe have
mm-hmm.
more of them. Because, I mean, they it looks this year they did expand to that other section, but a lot of people like to check out the art vendors and having that variety. So just keep expanding that and working on that, because I think that's cool.
Cool, yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.